5 expert tips to increase your blog's traffic. You publish a great blog post and expect the shares and comments to start coming in. But instead, you get nothing. We all have been there. In the SEO space, high quality and unique content is considered as one of the top factors that drive traffic to your website. But in today's highly competitive era, it's hard for content alone to stand out, no matter how high quality content you've created or written. Content creators often overrate content creation and don't pay much stress on promoting and sharing it. The result, low or no traffic at all. So content creators need to prioritize promotion and SEO as much as they prioritize content creation. In this post, we will tell you 5 tips that experts use to increase traffic on their blogs. 1. Keep sharing till you get the result. This first tip comes from Neil Patel, who reports in a blog post that companies don't share their content as much as they should. They share it once and forget, but what about those people who missed the initial post? We must reshare a blog post to reach the desired audience and get the desired traffic. Neil suggests sharing each blog post multiple times, depending on the platform, in a timely fashion. For example, you might tweet, Facebook share, and Google Plus your article as soon as you hit publish. Then a day later you might want to tweet it again. Perhaps the following week it's time for another Google Plus share, and so on. In his post, Neil shows how you can easily double your traffic from social media in this way. Check out the handy visual they put together. Some ways to reshare a post authentically without looking like a spammer. Share the title. Post a question. Share a stat. Quote the author. 2. Collaborate with influencers. This is an excellent tactic from Matthew Barbie. If you really want to grow your audience, the key is to get influencers to write for you. In simple words, reach out to the bloggers in your niche with decent social media following and the ability to write consistently excellent stuff, asking them to write content for you. By collaborating with these influencers, you'll not only be getting exceptional content for your blog, but you'll also be getting access to these influencers' social networks. As far as SEO is concerned, high-quality content created by these influencers can also help you get more links and shares. But getting these influencers to collaborate with you can be overwhelming for small websites. In such a case, you can offer bloggers the following perks to entice collaborations. Free products to use and review. Link back to their website. Offer to share content on their website. 3. Make use of similar keywords, synonyms also known as hummingbird. This tip comes from Cognitive SEO. As per this technique, you should make use of similar keywords and synonyms to optimize your blog post for more organic traffic. For example, if we search the keyword SEO agency, Google also ranks similar keywords like SEO companies and SEO services. So, using synonyms and similar keywords in your blog post can optimize your post for more keywords, and eventually drive more traffic to your blog post. To discover similar keywords and synonyms, you can use the following free tools. A. Google Keyword Planner. Keyword Planner is one of the best free keyword tools to access authentic information about keywords. Just enter your main keyword and the location you want to target, and the planner will show you a list full of keywords similar to your main keyword. It also shows traffic data in ranges and CPC through which you can estimate the worth of a keyword. B. Google Search. Google Search itself can show you a lot of potential keywords that you can rank for. In Google Search, just enter the initial phrases of the keyword, and it will auto-suggest you many similar keywords. You can also look at the suggestion at the bottom of the SERP to know the keywords. C. UberSuggest. Neil Patel's UberSuggest also allows users to access some of its great features for free, while you need to sign up to access more features. It can be quite helpful to discover similar keywords you can use in your blog post. 4. Repurpose your content. In today's digital era, not everyone likes to read a blog post. Some people prefer watching videos and listening to podcasts to get answers to their queries. Repurposing your content allows you to grab the attention of audiences with different content preferences. So, along with writing, you can turn your blog post into video, podcast, infographics, ebooks, presentations. Repurposing your content will not only help you grab the attention of users but might also boost your chances of ranking in Google search results. 5. Guest posting. Guest posting on popular blogs in your niche can bring a good amount of valuable traffic to your website. It's also considered a good technique to build links to your website, boosting your website authority and Google search rankings. So, you should keep approaching the best websites in your niche to create guest posting opportunities. But if you want popular blogs to accept your guest posting proposal, you need to create a high-quality guest post providing value to their audience and matching their brand image. Bottom line. There's no substitute for creating high-quality content, but this post must have helped you discover some ways to boost traffic to your blog. Most of these techniques are related to what you're already doing but not the right way, like sharing your post on social media. I believe that you can and should reshare your content multiple times. It doesn't make you look like a spammer. And using the hummingbird technique, doing some keyword research can make your blog post rank for more keywords in Google. I hope you find these tips useful and will apply them to boost the traffic to your blog.